soul, the five spiritual senses, with a focus on sight, seeing, vision. 587 of Science and Health defines God as the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. On the same page, Mary Baker Eddy defines good as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. She further defines omniscience as omni-intelligence, omni-knowing, and omni-wisdom. Omni means one, only, and all. So there is no competition. Anything that omni has no competition, no opposition, because there is only one. And it's all there is. It's the only one there is. So the only seeing that anyone can experience that is real is the seeing of God. Mary Baker Eddy defines mind, among other things, as being all creative ability, all capacity, all functionality, all capability, all facility. It was already mentioned that God is omni-action. So the action of seeing is the action of God. The one and only God that has no opposition and no competition. So there is no power that can prevent the seeing of God. Genesis 1 states that God made man in his image and after his likeness. Now before it states that, it says, God said, let man be made in his image and after his likeness. We need to open up consciousness to permit the truth to be recognized and to be a part of the permanent reserve that is there, ready to be called upon anytime we need to affirm the truth about seeing and reject the lie. The lie is that we have limited capacity. For example, the belief of age includes the belief that vision at some point gets weaker and deteriorates. Now that is sourced from a so-called mortal mind and a belief of matter. But how does Mary Baker Eddy, the speaker of truth, who is relating what she learns with spiritual interpretation, spiritual inspiration from the Bible, she tells us that mortal mind is an oxymoron. That's like saying black-white, because mind is immortal, not mortal. So there is no possibility of a so-called mortal mind being real. How does she define matter? In the glossary, page 591, she states that matter is mythology. Mortality, another name for mortal mind. So it's a circle. If we're believing in matter, we're believing in mortal mind, and she's telling us there is no such thing as mortal mind because mind is immortal. Mortal mind is just a lie that has been compounded upon lie, compounded upon lie. The fake news tries to tell us that we are operated from a piece of matter called a brain. And the brain communicates its information through what is termed a set of nerves. But the Bible clearly states that God is all. So there can be no such thing as matter or a material universe. John, the only loyal disciple of Jesus, asked John, "Is there a material body?" Jesus said, "No." Then John asked, "Is there a material universe?" The answer was, most people believe there is, but there is not. We have the documentation about that on our website. In fact, it's in the header, which means it's on every single page of the website. But who is stating that? Who is quoting the words of Jesus besides the Mary Baker Eddy website? We do not know of another source that even knows that it exists. It was discovered in a museum in London. Mary Baker Eddy discovered it in 1866. 1,500 years after we had experienced the Dark Ages. And that includes the period of the Renaissance, where we were gradually edging out of the Dark Ages, but basically not since the meeting of the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, when Christianity pretty much came to a screeching halt, did people experience the power over matter. That's when the three largest governments and churches got together and decided that they needed to take control of Christianity. So they defined Jesus as God, which of course was totally against what's in the Bible and what Jesus stated himself. And they decided the churches would be in charge of getting money off of forgiving people's sins, and the government would be able to get their money from taxing everybody and controlling the churches. And of course, the government would be the ultimate one controlling all the people. One of the many beauties of the system of divine metaphysics, which is Christian Science, is that it gives people the opportunity to become free from limitation and to have a life of independence out from underneath the thumb of a government or a church that is a bureaucracy built on lies and doesn't even include the most important part of a religion, which is healing, which is the result of spiritual advancement of individual consciousness. I visited a church one time, and there was a lady that was in her golden years, and it's rare for anyone of the vintage that she was to not be wearing glasses, very rare. And after the service, I went up to her and I told her, I noticed that you were singing the hymns without any problem and you're not wearing glasses. I said, that's a beautiful, beautiful demonstration. And she says, I keep after it. One of Mary Baker Eddy's students sent a letter saying that she was working on vision and didn't seem to be curing the problem. And Mary Baker Eddy wrote back and said, are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Well, you know, the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter is the main belief we need to overcome with any problem. So she was really telling her, no matter what form that evil tries to present itself, are you able to focus on God and man and the relationship between God and man? If she was able to do that, she would not have any vision problem, because she would not be believing that her vision was dependent upon a set of organs called eyes. Our functionality is not dependent upon a brain communicating information through a set of nerves, or a heart pumping blood, purifying it and pumping it out, getting it back with impurities in it and then pumping it out again. Mary Baker Eddy defines life in chapter 14, Recapitulation, on page 468, as follows. Life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit. Life is without beginning and without end. Eternity, not time, expresses the thought of life, and time is no part of eternity. One ceases in proportion as the other is recognized. Time is finite. Eternity is forever, infinite. Life is neither in nor of matter. What is termed matter is unknown to spirit, which includes in itself all substance and is life eternal. Matter is a human concept. Life is divine mind. Life is not limited. Death and finiteness are unknown to life. If life ever had a beginning, it would also have an ending. She defines life as eternal, so that has no beginning or ending. Truth has no beginning or ending. Whatever is truth has always been true. There are three quotes at the beginning of the textbook, and the first one says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free of anything that is not true. For example, the belief that life, truth, and intelligence is in matter. I just read to you where she says matter's unreal. Matter's not reality. Man is defined on page 591, which is the glossary, as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. That means that man reflects all of the qualities of mind, the full representation of mind. Mind is God. God is all-seeing. How could man have a vision problem when man reflects the full representation of mind? And mind is God, and God is all-seeing. God is all power, all intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, omnipresent, omniaction. So what is it that's going to inhibit the vision of man. There's no power out there besides the power of God. There's nothing can be present except the qualities of God. There's no intelligence, wisdom, or knowing. How can something see if it has no intelligence, wisdom, or knowing? What would be the action of something else? If action is all a part of God, there is no other. Inaction does not exist. God is an active God all the time. Mary Baker Eddy defines the five spiritual senses as follows. Sight is spiritual discernment. So we have to be able to tell the difference between one thing and another if we're seeing. Hearing, spiritual understanding. Feeling, divine consciousness. Smell, intuition of character. Taste, relish of truth. That is a quote from the Blue Book by Richard Oakes, which are the words of Mary Baker Eddy. And from pages 222 to 227 are six pages explaining in detail about those five definitions. If the light is not on, there is no vision. Mind turns on the light. That's exactly what one of the functions of mind is, to enlighten. Turn on the light. Seeing is not just viewing something that is already existing. The second quote at the beginning of the textbook is by Shakespeare, and it states, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." So what are we viewing? We're viewing a compound combination of everything in consciousness. We are like a painter or a sculptor that envisions something, and they keep looking at their model mentally, or maybe physically. They're painting a landscape. If their model is only mental, then there's nothing physical to look at. Mary Baker Eddy states that we are barraged constantly with false beliefs. And we must have a model that we refer to constantly to keep our thought disciplined, so that we filter out anything that is a suggestion, that we let it in the door, that is from any source besides God. And those are more than suggestions, those are facts. Mortal mind gives us suggestions, trying to tempt the mortal belief that it is subject to an outside source called a devil, or anything out of balance, a storm. A storm will do anything to try to gain the attention of one of God's ideas to be a distraction. Mary Baker Eddy had a team of people that lived with her, which were all there for instruction, and they were assigned to guard the atmosphere against any inclement weather. So if inclement weather would try to make an appearance, they would immediately go to work to dispel it. It's only a temptation of a distraction to interrupt the work that they were doing to establish and promote Christian Science throughout the world. Think of mortal mind as just being a cloud of gases and dust. It's nothing. There's no substance to it. Substance is spirit. There's no spirit in mortal mind. There's no spirit in a cloud of dust or gases. I'm very grateful for everything that has inspired in my study the characters from the Old Testament, the New Testament, Mary Baker Eddy, and the advanced students of Christian Science. Christ Jesus, of course, is the stellar example of the best man that ever walked the globe. I shall close by reading a treatment by Mary Baker Eddy, very short, and she gave this to her students that attended her metaphysical college between the years 1881 and 1898. She gave them a treatment for each one of the seven synonymous terms for God, and she called them diapason of heaven. I shall read the one for diapason of heaven with a focus on spirit. And she says about every single one of these that we should recite them often. To me, that sounds like several times a day. Here it is for spirit. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. Amen.